Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are asking the question, are you really caring for yourself to be your best? 12 types of self-care. I need to thank Dana Wild of Train Your Brain, who had these ideas on her website at Train Your Brain U. It's a wonderful program. It's $1 a day, so go take a check and see what you can find there, because the things we think become the emotions we feel, and those are the things that are going to motivate us or demotivate us. So she is right on to how to work with our brains. Of course, being in the world of hypnotism, I can totally understand from where she's coming. She studied hypnosis too, but she also studied some other people as well. So that's Dana Wild at Train Your Brain U. So let us jump into what you can do to really care for yourself. The first thing being that we are physical beings living in a physical world, we need to take care of our health with nutrition. Most people feel lousy because they don't eat good quality food. I've harped on this so many times in this podcast, I can't even count. Stay away from all of those prefabricated Frankenstein-type foods where you can't pronounce the ingredients, you don't know what's in it. Those things your body doesn't have any idea what to do with is going very far to make people very ill with leaky gut, celiac disease, all kinds of immune issues, as well as problems with their gut biome. Healthy nutrition is one-item foods. As they come out of the ground, or they come off the animal. One-item foods, you take them, you put them together, and you make yourself a meal, just like they did in the old days. Use some natural herbs and flavorings, and what I mean by natural is the ones that come as plants. Exercise. I don't really like that word a whole lot. How about increased activity? Which can include anything from dance, to playing sports outside, to goofing around with your kids, to gardening. I don't even like gardening. I've been helping my landlady garden. She's a little bit older now, and she smokes a lot and tells me she's going to be buried with her cigarettes before she's going to quit, so her breathing doesn't go too far. But she has a good heart, and so I helped her plant her flowers, and the place looks a lot nicer for it. So that's exercise, as well as I have friends who love Zumba as well. And I love yoga and Pilates, and I have actually rubber bands that I can use for all kinds of interesting exercises. You can use your body. Bodily resistance is one of the best things you can do. There's millions of ways that you can increase your activity, not to mention hiking, walking, and just getting out of the house, moving the body around. How about biking? There's so many things you can do. And if you do it for about a half an hour, a few times a week, you're good. Hydration, another thing I talk about a lot on this podcast. Many people who are depressed are dehydrated. You need to drink your fluids. Water is great. Water with lemon in it is wonderful. One of the great things about living in California is that there are lemon trees in a lot of the people's yards. We have actually a lemon tree, my landlady's property. It's not really ripe fruit yet, but the fruits are coming. And fresh air. Get yourself out of the pollution of the city, go by the sea, get up into the mountains, go someplace where you can get real fresh air. It's going to do you well. If you're stuck in an office job where you have recycled air, by all means, you need to get out and get fresh air. Give your lungs something worth breathing. If you're smoking, stop. And I mean smoking anything. And don't talk to me about the fact that you need medical marijuana. I'm here to tell you I tried it with two guys who had it, and one was worse than the next. That stuff is strong, potent stuff, and you know my feeling is it shouldn't be legal at all. Very dangerous to take and try to operate any kind of equipment, especially a car. I don't know what our government is thinking. It's just so crazy, but that's just my rant on it. Then she has completion of self-care. Anything hanging over your head that needs to be finished, like if you are at work and you have a meeting agenda, or if you have a to-do list that you need to get done, or if you have tax preparation, or unresolved issues going on with relationships that you need to clear. And I'm not necessarily one where you need to go talk to the person if they are toxic to you, but it is helpful for you to do the forgiveness work, because only through forgiveness are you going to be able to let go of whatever the trauma or hurt is that they've done to you. It's the only real tonic. And if you need help with that, go find a hypnotist who's really good at clearing that stuff. It really shouldn't take any more than 10 minutes per person. And I know where you can find a really good hypnotist. Hello? How about something called pampering self-care? I like this one a lot. Some people like massages and manicures and facials. I don't like any of that stuff, actually. What I love is hanging out at jacuzzis. And I got a client here who lives up on the hill in Rancho Palos Verdes who I see, and he has a beautiful jacuzzi, and I love being out in the sun, hanging out in the jacuzzi, doing my exercises and relaxing. It's wonderful. Much better than in a health club, actually, because of the fresh air. And it looks like a resort area, actually, the way they have their backyard set up. It's very nice. I also like baths. I do a lot of my self-hypnosis in baths and jacuzzis. It's where I train myself to do it after I learned how. Really. Very relaxing. Great ideas come. Beautiful. Now, you know what it is that you like to do to make yourself feel good? Maybe cooking a really nutritious, healthy, wonderful meal. And actually sitting down and dining for a change, like the Europeans know how to do. In fact, I think most people all over the globe know how to do this dining thing. But we Americans don't know anything based on my travels around the world. Really, we need to sit eye to eye, soul to soul with the people we love. Find out how your kids' day is going. You don't have to ask them about school if they're not good students. Just ask them if they've done anything interesting or did anything fun. And share what you're doing with your day. And lead by example. No reason to make them feel bad. Make them feel good. Tell them jokes. Tell them stories. Things that will entertain them. And then there's something called escape self-care. That's anything that's away from your routine. From big family vacations to date night with your special somebody to girls' weekend or guys' hunting trip or even naps. Very refreshing. You know, a lot of the greatest thinkers of all ages took naps. Einstein among them. Adventure self-care. This is one of my super favorites as well. There's nothing better than doing an adventure. Now, I've had 4 great adventures to date. Driving myself out here to move to California was one of them. The Israel-Australia trip was another one. And I had 2 great adventures to Africa, actually, with 2 different clients. But you don't need to do anything that big. How about a more localized trip where you're just taking an adventure to somewhere new in an area that you haven't seen close to you? Or how about going on a nice hike near your area? There's so many different things you can do just to explore and see new places and do new things. And you can do it by yourself, you can do it with a special friend or with your significant other, if you have one. Play and fun self-care. You know, we adults get too damn serious. And I know today I had a big wig out. My poor web guy had to deal with it because, man, I was just at my end. After 14 hours of dealing with Bluehost, my hosting company for my website, and Google, trying to get my business email configured so it would work with the new cloud service that was supposed to be an improvement over the service we had, which worked just fine. Thank you very much. I was at my wit's end when I couldn't post my blog post I had written. I don't like tech, and I really hate it when it doesn't work well. I'm sure some of you do agree and understand what I'm talking about. Well, I really did need to play. And actually what I did, although I don't really like gardening, I was out there hacking into the ground where the grass roots were so deep and so big that I actually ended up breaking my landlady's hoe. It was passed down from her father. It was kind of old. And I guess it had just had it with the abuse I was giving it with all my upset. But we have a very pretty front yard now as a result of that. And I felt a whole lot better afterwards. But we don't need to go to those places, as my webman told me, and he's right. But sometimes, I don't know. We got to do these things to take care of ourselves. And the thing that I like about doing the planting with my landlady is that she really appreciates it. And she takes me out to lunch or dinner or something as a thank you. So we're going to go out Thursday and have some Chinese food for a change. That would be very nice. Special place she knows. It's been around forever. And then we have something called Dream Big Self-Care. Focusing on what you really want in the future. Being hopeful. Man, there's only a few things that I really want in my future. Well, actually, there's a lot of things I want in my future. The first thing that I want is to shift my practice from one-on-one to group work. And bring my group participants to all these wonderful spiritual places, some of which I've already have experienced and many that I have not, all over the world, in which to do our work. Because the one thing I learned from Todd and Adriana James and the way that they do their trainings, for people to be able to make big, huge transitions, it's really important to go to really special places far, far away from your daily life and to really be pampered. So, that's one of my big dreams. My second big dream is to get my place up in the Archipelago Spirit Days. I call it Never Never Land. It's the most beautiful place I've seen on the planet so far. You go up the hill, and it's sort of like you're in the clouds, and overlook the cliffs over the ocean, and it's just gorgeous. And I want a place in New Zealand, too. And I'm just making this all public, because when we put it out into the universe and it's funny to make it public, it's more often likely to come true. And then the last thing that I really want is just to have time to put my extra time into really bringing this work to the more impoverished people, both in our cities here in America, because we need to take care of our own before we worry about the people in Africa. But I have a couple of contacts in Africa, and I'd love to go back and do some work with them, too. They're so grateful, especially in Uganda, for all this information that we give them and all the work we do for them. Really amazing. And of course, I'd love to go back to Israel, too. But I have a lot of places I'd like to go back to. And then, connection self-care, which is especially important for introverts. Now, I'm really an extrovert. But for the introverts who like to go inside themselves and they're thinking and doing their artwork or they're on the internet all night long, whatever, you know who you are. It's really important for you to connect with people eye to eye, soul to soul, in person. I was talking to a really old friend of mine who I haven't talked to in quite some time. She sent me a beautiful little box that says, "Good friends are like stars. You don't always see them, but you know they are here." And I was totally blown away when I got this little box. It's handmade. It's very pretty. And we had a conversation. I called her up and I thanked her for it. And one of the things that she said that she wanted to do and was in the process of doing, which is why she sent the box in the first place to me, was because she hasn't really been giving her friendships a lot of time or effort. She's been pretty engaged with her work and with her daughter and her husband and just doing the day-to-day life stuff. And she realized that she really needed to make an effort to be in touch with her friends if she was going to have friends. I mean, really, people, do you really think it's up to the other people to connect with you? Pick up the phone. Call them. Talk to them. Let them know you're thinking of them, that you care. And it's not good enough just to send a freaking email or a Facebook. It's all bullshit. Pick up the fucking phone and talk to them. Because you know what? There's nothing that's more wonderful than hearing a warm, loving voice on the other end. That's what matters the most. Yes, indeed. We don't get enough of that kind of contact today. We really don't. Not with the people that we say we love. And if you really do love somebody, you really care about them, that's the best way you can demonstrate it. Unless, of course, you decide you want to see them, in which case you make a date to get together and do something fun together. What a concept, what an idea. One of my most favorite things to do with my friends is just to get together. We go to the grocery store, go shopping, buy some food and prepare it together, and then play a game of Scrabble afterwards. Really, this doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Or I have another friend who's really good at tarot readings, and that was really a lot of fun. So there's different ways of doing things, or just having a really good philosophical conversation if you're into that kind of stuff. There's many ways to connect with people. And you can do it with one-on-one or just a few people. When I was married, we used to have gatherings all the time. Sometimes we'd have bigger dinner gatherings where I'd have people bring all the side dishes and I'd make the main dish and I'd make a dessert and everybody would bring everything else, which really did help fill the refrigerator. It was really quite great. And sometimes I did Sunday brunches. It really kind of depended on what we want to do, if we want to do a larger group or a smaller group. There's so many things that we can do today and we really need to get back into it. Board games are wonderful. Cards are wonderful. There's so many things that we can do to be with people. Passion and purpose self-care. Do you know why you're here and what you are here to do? This can be work-related or not. You know, I've written about this. I don't know if I've talked a lot about it on the podcast. I can't even really remember, but honestly, it took me about 23 years after graduating college to get my life together and to figure out what my calling was. It was a lot of hard work for me. And it was because when I was a kid, I had a lot of learning disabilities. Getting through school was really hard. And I didn't really know what I was really good at, except I was really, really good at understanding people's psychology. It was an innate gift, always, from the time I was very, very young. And I had to figure out the right way to do it. And conventional mental health was not good because I hated the way my clients were being treated, blamed for being over-medicated, as I was when I was dealing with my over-medication with lithium. It was horrible. And being blamed for being ill. I was never really blamed for being ill, except for by my family of origin when they didn't understand what was going on. However, the people close to me really were very, very loving and very caring and very present for me. I was very lucky that way. The people who lived close to me at the time. But when I was working with the folks in the vendor programs, the people who were running these programs, for the most part, were horrible to the clients. That's what led me into the whole world of hypnotism. It wasn't to help me heal myself, which ended up being what happened. It was more because there had to be a better way. They knew their answers. They had it inside their own mind. It was just in their unconscious mind. And we, the practitioners, needed to be open to listening and hearing what they had to say so that we could understand how they became ill. They're the experts of their illness. If we listen, we can figure out how to get them to be healthy and healed. It's beautiful. So that became my passion and purpose in life. And so I ask you, what are the things that you truly care about in this life? Because I'm going to tell you this. If it's just your family, it's not enough. We have so many issues on this planet and even in this country that could use a thoughtful, action-oriented person or people to get behind to make the changes necessary. Sitting on your butt watching idiot TV, gossiping about your neighbors or your so-called friends, being upset with your kids because they're not doing what you expect them to do, or any of these other pointless activities are really a waste of your time. I'm going to challenge you to find something of some interest to you, get behind it, and do something of some merit with your life. Take a stand and go out there and make a difference. I don't care what it is, as long as something productive, positive, and helpful. And you're going to be the greatest beneficiary of it. Because it feels great to do that kind of stuff. Spiritual self-care. You know, we have these religious people who like to talk one way and then go out into the world and they do quite the opposite. We've all seen it if you go to church or temple or whatever. Spirituality is more about connecting with your creator, your God, or Jesus, whatever you call it, the divine, so that you realize that there's something more than just the physical world here in our five senses. There's so many things that we don't understand. Well, the extrasensory perceptions and the intuitive healers who can do amazing things. I don't really have those gifts, but other people do. I've had clients who can see ghosts, a few of them over the years. And because I don't know, because I don't have those abilities, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's impossible, because I know some people who are able to do that who are quite intelligent. They've done some pretty amazing things with their lives. And there's no reason to think they're weird. So there's a lot of things that we really don't understand in the spiritual realm. And I've studied Taoism with my webmaster, who studied with a Tao master from Russia, actually, with the martial arts and all. I studied Kabbalah with the Kabbalah Center and another Kabbalah place as well online. And I've studied Huna, ancient Hawaiian spirituality, with my trainers. And I've learned a little bit about American Indian culture from some people I've met out here who knew a little bit about it. I'd love to learn more. I love the ancient cultures. And I don't know exactly what it is for you that will turn you on. But what I will say is that when we understand that there is something larger than us that's organizing this planet and the world as we realize it, which I kind of realized when I was in biology class, my first biology college class for nursing school way back when, and I saw that the roots that we had to do, I guess we had to dye them. They were the exact same patterns as the leaves of the plants, and I thought, you know, that's really wild. We have like so many things like that in nature that are redundant in terms of how their shapes and forms are. There is some unifying something out though. So get in touch with that. Get in touch with the fact that you are a creature of the Creator and that you're here to do something amazing with your life. And you do something amazing with your life when you hone in on what that amazement is for you, the thing that interests you, that you care about, that you want to put your time and energy into. That's doing spiritual work, in my estimation. I also enjoy going to temple. It was something that we did as kids. My family, we were Reformed Jews, and my dad was raised by an Orthodox mom. His dad had died when he was really young, and he wanted nothing to do with an Orthodox temple. But he did understand that we come from a culture and a people that have been through a whole lot, and we've done a lot of amazing things. And when I was growing up in the 70s, we were dealing with Soviet Jewry, and I'll tell you, I was talking to some Soviet Jews who immigrated over here. They had a really hard time getting their visas, and they thanked my dad through me, actually, he's been dead for quite a while, for putting the money out there to allow them to finally get out of that horrid, depressing, terrible place. Their words, not mine, I've never been there. As well as understanding that when I'm in the temple, I feel him around me sometimes. It's like really wild. He used to say the Shema to us before we went to bed, actually, or as he was tucking us into bed, really. He'd sing the Shema to us, Jewish prayer. And that's something I really remember as one of the more loving things. And I don't know, just the music and the Hebrew, it's all very important to me. Not because I have a whole lot of religiousness behind me, but because the ideas behind a lot of it, when you go deeper down and you really understand the Kabbalistic meanings, Kabbalah is actually the explanation of what the Torah stories are all about on a deeper level. When you look at it from a psychological point of view, in terms of how to relate to both yourself and then others, quite aligned with what I do in my hypnotic practice with my clients helping them to understand boundaries and how to love oneself so you can love another and be without judgment, those kinds of ideas. Being a channel for the Creator. You know, these are very important ideas. The next one is bless other self-care. So I'm going to be doing, in very short order, a very special program for kids with diabetes because it's gone up by 30% since 2002. There are disgusting food and the habits that these kids have these days with lack of exercise on top of it, as well as for adults. And one of the issues that people have many times when they are working on better diets or losing weight or just taking better care of themselves is that they end up getting sabotaged by the people who are supposedly the closest to them because they want to keep them fat or they want to keep them the way they are because they don't want to feel bad themselves for what they're not willing to do or whatever the reasons, rationalizations, or judgments are around this whole thing. We really do need to be supportive and present for those who are working so hard to get their health back, to feel good about themselves, so they can be out there in a happy, fulfilled way. That's the only way we're going to make a happier world. One person at a time with a ripple effect. So the bottom line is to be joyful, guilt-free, with your self-care, because it's going to lift you up in ways that you could never imagine. It's going to bring you peace. It's going to bring you self-confidence as you're feeling better about yourself. It's going to help you feel grounded and centered. And lovely inside and out. What a gift to give yourself along with those with whom you interact every day. Thank you very much for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.